But I think our money is not for someone that is interested in art. I think it's for people that is interested in people, right?
So hello and welcome to a new episode of the Thesis Talks by OIE. And today we're here with Horsen. Yeah, welcome.
Welcome.
Well, thank you very much for the invitation, my good friends, Doa and Lina. I think it's amazing what you guys have been doing with this project. I think it will enrich, you know, the understanding for the next generations to choose a topic or to see in which direction they should go.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we can start with your topic. What did you write about?
Yeah. So let me tell you a story first. Back in the time, like 1 year ago, more or less, I was with some friends trying to figure out, rent out a garage, right? So we managed to, you know, put some money and then find some resources. And then we built this space where we were basically doing some prototypings about concepts, you know, to legitimize these ideas and then scale. So one of these ideas was called like a debate about conceptualization of money, right? Like, where is money going? So we have like some artists, politicians, and also people discussing what money should be. So it was on that time where I met this guy, Lars Kramer. He's an artist. Actually, he was the one founding our money. And because of these interactions taking in this place, I managed to know about this project, this initiative.
And the initiative is called Art Money.
The initiative is Art Money. Yeah, it's an alternative currency based on handmade art with a fixed value of 200 Danish crowns. So it's basically artists made their own art and they spend it in shops, and shops are has the power to accept or reject according to their standards that they have. So okay. It's basically a new way to pay whatever, like services, products, or you can also like just swap or collect art, you know? Mm-hmm.
And what was the topic of your thesis now? So how did you research this currency?
Yeah, so it was, the research question was what type of user value does our money create as an alternative currency? So I was, for me, it was very interested, you know, like to find what people was involved in these monetary design projects, right? Because in this kind of organizations, you have like politicians, you have artists, you have also like the private entities, you know, like the shops, and you have also like the people that manage this platform. So I wanted to understand like what are they involved with, you know, like what is the reason, the real motivation for them to be part of this. Because it's not actually like something that is super big, but it's starting, you know, like growing up. And right now, I think there is like more than 1,000 artists around the globe using this alternative currency.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, understanding of money is very impersonal. It's kind of put the people in different places. And when you bring art into a medium of exchange, you create this sense of humanity and connect with people in another level. So it's also like... try to get a lifeboat for these inequalities in the system.
Okay. Do you know why the guy, I forgot his name?
Lars.
Lars, sorry. Why he started this? What was his, what does he think we need a new currency? Or another currency?
Yeah. Well, this is, there's a very simple answer for the question. It's just, he is with the vision and he doesn't want to be a slave of the system, right?
A slave of the system.
And it's how he defined when we had this interview. So I think for him, the motivation, it was basically to spread an idea, because I think it's one of the important roles for artists is moving forward the direction of society, because we are in kind of a automatic system mode involved in the system. And then artists, they bring you to another vision, right? Because what basically art is a wake up to reality, no? Or is this what Plato says?
Mm-hmm.
So I think artists, they have this kind of radical and provocative always way to see the things. And he is one of them.
But is then, just to understand this currency, so obviously we're talking about paintings or also about sculptures or any type of art or what?
Yeah, it has like a standard measure of 12 or 18 centimeters. So it's basically the size of a banknote. And the idea is that you use your hands, right? So, so it's you can paint, you can use other kind of material substance. It's basically that's the principal, I think, aspect of this currency is that everyone should be allowed to create money, right? And how we create money, how we create art, by expressing feelings and emotions through substance and methods. So if you find a way to express yourself using whatever you want in this measure, then you have an art money. You can use ceramic, stone, wood, paper, other materials as well. I mean, but yeah, in a formal setting, you need to sign up in the website and then just be part of the community so that you can also put at the back of your painting like a serial number and name and so on, like where who you are. So it's what is basically very interesting, because for as in this organization, you have shops and then you have artists. For artists, it's a good way to, you know, like express art in a like a sample, and then they can like get to know more people, right? For shops in the other side, it's a way to have like a nice decoration. Also, they can resell the same art, right? But what is one of the findings important here is like basically in shops and artists and everyone in this community is mostly involved because of value as they have as experience of just being part of belonging of certain social groups, and also of the value as a sign, not to communicate something. Because when you use art to pay something, you are also kind of communicate a sense of provoking the system, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's like saying, we don't need you, you know, I just can do my money by my own, and then I'm fine, and I can survive like that. Mm-hmm. So that's basically the ideology that, for example, Lars has, and he has been living like this since many years just by creating their own art.
Okay.
Of course, there are some principles of decentralization of, you know, of the system. And that's why for me it was very important, because maybe there is the vision to scale this initiative in a digital way. But before scaling this in a, let's say, in an ArtCoin using new technologies like blockchain, I think first you need to understand what makes traction to your organization, so you can improve the onboarding process, and then you can get more users, right? So I think it's one of these principles is basically foster solidarity and reciprocity, because artists are really important social actors for regeneration process in societies. So right now, I don't know if you know about the city plan strategy from Copenhagen. So they want to move Copenhagen to a creative hub, you know, in Europe. So it's where I come with new findings and also future research, is that in the next decades, ideas are the new alternative currency, right? Because creativity is something that is changing the way we use economics and every field. And the government is, you know, like trying to support organizations that are enhancing art, tolerance, and technology, because these aspects can be used as a driving force for, you know, attract the creative class.
Did you interview all the different stakeholders within this currency who are in contact with the currency, and then through interviews found out what's the value for them? Or how did you come to your findings?
Yeah, so it was, we have 8 interviews. It was divided almost equally. It was some artists, shops, a politician, and people from the board. And basically it was inductive process of getting the data first, of finding like what is basically what people or what different stakeholders is looking according to their needs and the level of engagement that they have with these monetary design projects. So after finding, you know, all these values that emerge from different stakeholders, is what I was also thinking, like, you know, you can use this knowledge also to foster other kind of initiatives, to tailoring message to a specific audience, and then attract people that is creative. When I say creative class, it's not just about artists, it's also about, like, I don't know, musicians, could be also like web developers and, you know, all these tech people. So it's basically in somehow these initiatives try to enhance this atmosphere in a place that the next, you know, like metropolis are willing to get. Because at the end, they want some tech companies to invest in their lands. So tech companies, you know, they want these people, and these people, they want to live in a place that has special settings.
And the currency creates a setting or this atmosphere.
The currency is just it's not challenging the status quo at all, but it's just a way to see like how these initiatives can plant a seed. So this can, you know, in some point popping up around, and then if the government support one of these initiatives, I think they will attract a lot of attention and media, right? And that's why also they want, no? That's why we have the new metro system, you know, some LGTB festivals to attract all these different communities and make, you know, like the urban, you know, well planners on Bridge and Orensund and all these, you know, like complaints that are building now. So as we know, like Copenhagen is, you know, moving to this created hub. I think it's very important these initiatives like Harmony that can, you know, like perform a good role here. Mm-hmm. I think these initiatives just work as a lifeboat for capitalism or inequalities, because it's basically how alternative currencies emerge. You know, if we see back in the time after the Second World, there were in Europe a lot of alternative currency popping up because there was a crisis, and then you allow the people to exchange in different ways, then you can start creating like trust.
So in your understanding, art money will always stay in alternative currency, because you said there will not be a situation where everyone in the world will use art money instead of
it's funny, right? When I asked the same question to Lars, he told me, you know, I have a plan of 200 years for our money. And right now our money is a baby. So whatever happens the next 20 years, 40 years, is going to still a teenager. So we don't know, right? I mean, the best scenario for him should be like, yeah, everyone is using art, and imagine what kind of world do we have? Like, so much different, right? But yeah, for the next, 100 or years, I think people will still find different ways of exchange, right? This is just an example. As our money exists, there are a lot of other alternative currencies working nowadays. So yeah, maybe in 200 years, this is already, you know, an adult, and we don't know, we exchange art for in any occasion. I think some alternative currencies are not made for build the foundations of a sophisticated economy, right? With that principle, I think I'm not sure like how many currency we're gonna have. I mean, the idea for him is to don't just be like another slave of the system, and also like create some art and connect people, no? Like be more like human, you know?
What is the definition of alternative currency?
Like in general?
In general.
Well,
not this, but I mean, it doesn't need to be like word by word, but okay, you can look it up.
Yeah, I don't remember this.
But I think this is super interesting because we're talking now about alternative currency as if everybody would know what it is.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Let me see how I was describing alternative currency in my paper, because there are many definitions.
Yeah.
There is this, you know, like author, Noel Harari, something like this. He mentions, you know, how we start with the first currencies in the history. It was the Sumerians with the barley system. Yeah, it's sapiens, exactly. According to the land, they were like the alternative currencies that they were using, right? Natural resources like cattle, or also like grains, or even cacao, many things. Then, you know, these initiatives immigrate to a different form as a symbol when we evolve like in metal, using gold and silver and using other kind of banknotes. And then we have, you know, like the fiat money that we understand now. Alternative currencies on regards is kind of a subaltern money using as a tool to try to fight inequalities in different areas according to their needs of the context of the place. I just see it like as a different way to use, let's say, money, because it's another subaltern from the one that is the principal, as we say, like, you cannot use just I don't know, like, art to build the foundations of a sophisticated economy, but you can use it as a subaltern way.
What is your own experience with this currency? Did you paint something yourself already, or did you create any art piece, traded art?
I was painted by some artists, and it was a really nice experience. But nowadays, my painting, it has a value. So
how much is it?
It's 200 Danish crowns.
Okay.
So if someone is interested to buy it, we can yeah. negotiate the price. Of
okay.
course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that possible in art money? Can you negotiate price?
No, of course not.
It's a fixed one, no?
Yeah, it's fixed. It's fixed. But you always can
get a friendship prize.
Can try.
Friendship discount.
Friendship discount.
Nice. So you own 200 crowns value of art money.
I had a bit more, but
you were, okay.
that I get in this process when I was interviewing people and this thing. But I own 200 Danish kronas of my own paint.
That's nice.
And it's really nice. I hope to show you soon what is the paint. It's really nice, very creative and intimate, and, you know.
And it's the size of a banknote.
Yes, it's the size of the banknote. Mm. Yeah.
Nice.
Yes. So I encourage people to try to use different methods of exchanging, and then also, like, you know, like, just jump into these initiatives and have fun and connect with people and be more humans.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
For joining us today on this nice carpet with a hot chocolate, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Thank you too much, and have a nice, you know, like, starting with this project. Hope to see more of this
soon. Yeah. It will continue. Thank you.